Dear you, years ago, these words attributed to Rumi found a place in my heart. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Ever since I read that, I've cultivated an image of what I call the open field, a place out beyond fear and shame, beyond judgment, loneliness, and expectation. A place that hosts the reunion of all creation. It's the hope of my soul to find my way there. And whenever I hear an insight or a practice that helps me on the path, I love nothing more than to share it with others. That's why I've created The Open Field. My hope is to publish books that honor the most unifying truth in human life. We are all seeking the same things. We are all seeking dignity. We are all seeking joy. We are all seeking love and acceptance, seeking to be seen, to be safe. And there's no competition for these things that we seek because they are not material goods. They are spiritual gifts. We can all give each other these gifts if we share what we know, what has lifted us up, and moved us forward. That is our duty to one another, to help each other toward acceptance, towards peace, towards happiness. And my promise to you is that the books published under this imprint will be maps to the open field, written by guides who know the path and want to share it. Each title will offer insights, inspiration, and guidance for moving beyond the fears, judgments, and the masks we all wear. And when we take off those masks, guess what? We will see that we are the opposite of what we thought. We are each other. We are all on our way to the open field. We are all helping one another along the path. I'll meet you there. With love, Maria Shriver.
To Mabel and Evelyn, my North Stars, my guiding lights, my greatest teachers, your well-being, joy, and laughter are my compass, leading me forward even when the path is unclear. May this book remind you that even the hardest journeys can be faced with courage, love, and a community to lean on. To Bruce, the heart of my travels, the echo in my footsteps, a love that endures beyond every bend in the road. Your spirit is my constant companion. I am forever grateful for you. And to every care partner navigating this unexpected journey, may you find solace in knowing you are not alone, strength in a community that surrounds you, and hope in the quiet moments that whisper, "You are stronger than you think." This book is for you. Note to readers. The information provided in this book, including insights from the author and contributing experts, is for informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. It should not be used as a substitute for professional medical guidance, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your own physician or licensed medical professional or that of the person you are caring for before making any decisions regarding healthcare, including but not limited to medications, treatments, or daily routines. Any changes should be made under the supervision of a qualified medical professional. This work is not intended to serve as a substitute for patient-specific professional medical guidance, diagnosis, or treatment. Medical and healthcare decisions should be made only with focused professional guidance. Meet the Village. When my husband Bruce was diagnosed, we walked out of the doctor's office with nothing. No resources, no roadmap, no guidance on what to do next. I know many of you have been in that same traumatic position, left to make sense of an overwhelming new reality on your own. My hope is that this book can be a lifeline for you. In the years since our diagnosis, yes, ours, because this is a family disease, I've built a network of trusted experts who have helped me become